water heaters tomorrow. Sam.
Oh, is he?
Good morning.
Did you see what?
It has to be there at 8:30 in the morning.
Mineral Council, so.
I bet.
That's the extra $100,000.
But it's Friday.
I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee meeting to order. Today is September 22nd, and it is 8:45. Roll call, please.
Congressman Shaw. Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Supernaw.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here. We have a quorum. Let's have a word of prayer this morning. Treasurer Alexander, would you please lead us in a word of prayer this morning?
What the hell we like it, Scott? Chi ho jiv get a jagigas. Chi mo me get a logigas. May my help with Navi come it's good mo ma eat a bone. Yama ikan and homomigas. Nit a clock a tuck wagon mojin it and bomas. Mom pum wagas off with each ya. At them with gagi out. Eat a bone. Nagi pona oki the poichi tie is keep it as if why it's cuz moments how long it I suppose it is. Omegi the yichi the moment clock it at chinagi umaga omega. Amen.
Amen.
For those.
Thank you. Approval of minutes.
Set a minute.
Yeah, we do. Move to approve the minutes of September 20.
Would.
Was that a second?
No, no, that's a question. Number four, page four.
Page four.
It says the motion was second and passed with two yeas and four nays.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be failed?
I'm not seeing where that is.
Page four.
Okay. All right. So it should be failed.
Yes.
Any more corrections to this agenda? Chair would entertain a motion to approve as amended.
I reassert my motion as amended.
I'll second.
The motion and the second. All in favor say yes.
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 Are there any opposed? Seeing none, it's been approved. We are now on the next item on the agenda, which is discussion of FY18 appropriations. I don't believe that anybody, I don't have a topic for that agenda item. Does anybody? Congressman Edwards?
Well, can we go through and see how many appropriations are still in committee? I know that I've got two, at least now I've got four. So I just wondered where in those might be heard. I think all of them, one of them's in health, one of them's in culture, and two of them, I believe, are in government ops.
Okay.
Can I get a sense of, do you have any, you've got a money bill in your committee?
Yeah, I got a bunch of them, but not all of them are.
And isn't there a bill being introduced
necessary
today for more?
I'm introducing a bill today, yes. I have been assigned to this committee, so we have the ability to do that. I know that all the other committees have a pretty good stiff workload still. Health and Social Services and Governmental Operations, two of them. Congressman Mason.
Just a question on calendar. When is our deadline to have all these on the floor passed out?
I believe signed it in the chief's office before 4:30 on Monday.
This Monday?
This coming Monday is for the ability to override any veto by this body if we don't extend the session. So that's my understanding right now. I don't have a tracker in front of me. I suppose the committee could review that if we wanted to and formulate a recommendation, or we can go ahead and start working on projected revenue and do that at the end of the meeting if we wanted to do a recommendation. Congresswoman Edwards?
Well, I think that if the committees aren't going to get to those, maybe we should divide up the work and request that they get reassigned, the money aspects.
The appropriations.
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
A suggestion was made to me by the clerks that for basically better time management and kind of stop and go and stop and go, that we being chairs of committees schedule longer meetings. That way we're not stopping. Typically, even if there's a 15-minute gap, ends up being 30 minutes of a delay in any way. So I have a 3-hour meeting scheduled next Wednesday, and I think I'll be able to process quite a bit, but I've got quite a bit left in my committee also, so I'm planning to schedule at least one other committee meeting. But perhaps if we're all on standing committees, that we do something similar to that and have like Monday be commerce, Tuesday be health, something like that. That's just a suggestion that was made to me by the clerks, and I think it's a good idea. So that's what I've done. I don't plan to have another meeting until Wednesday. And anyway.
Congressman.
Just a thought on that kind of time management. Say commerce was going to, Monday would be their day to meet, and when they start, say the end of your meeting's at 10 o'clock that night, so get it done by 10. We're
can
done.
Do that.
And so that everybody knew that it's that important to put in our time and knock this out. Just a thought.
That the idea that Congressman Walker just put out there on the table has been floated to me by the clerks also. So I guess we can think about that since we're all on standing committees. Congressman Mason?
I always like to throw in this word, and I've done it for years, is compressed. Mm-hmm. We get this compression upon us, and we do get compressed, but we have a time thing too.
Yes.
Like we're in the fourth quarter, and the clock's ticking. We just have so many timeouts, but then they blow the whistle, and we're done. Game's over.
Congressman Edwards?
Well, there's a 2 o'clock or a 3 o'clock on Tuesday that's not taken. There's no morning meetings taken next week, and I've got at least 2 bills that are pretty critical to come out. If the money for getting those offices renovated doesn't come out, then we don't have any money to renovate offices.
Right.
So to me, that's a pretty critical bill. And I think is it in GovOps? Actually, that's Alice's bill, but I've been monitoring it with her. Do you have that set on, isn't that on your, is that in your committee, RJ?
Shannon, I don't remember for
okay.
Sure. It would seem to be, but maybe not, it might be in appropriations.
No, it's not in appropriations. That was my suggestion, that we pull some of those appropriation bills back here.
Go to appropriations.
I mean, Congressional Affairs has met on it at least once. Probably about 3 times.
I'm open to doing so. I know we're talking about it right now, but I really, since we do have a piece of legislation that
okay.
is related to the appropriations, I'd really like to work on the resolution first, and in the remaining time, we'll see what we can.
Can I make a motion then?
Certainly.
Move to request that the appropriations chair work with the speaker to possibly reassign some of the appropriations legislation back here to get processed.
There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
Been seconded. Discussion.
Well, that's just an indication that you can go and get with the speaker and make a decision. without having to have a meeting about the decision anymore.
Congressman Mason.
So we have to vote on that.
We're still talking, okay. I would be real receptive to working through something like that. And also, for my part in that discussion, I think that we should involve the committee chairs too, of what we're going to do, and not just...
That's fine.
Yes, so I just wanted to put that out there that we would do it in that way.
I may have to go through and rearrange my bills, because I've got several bills in our committee that I don't know whether they're type of appropriation bills that should get priority or not. Like, Shannon's got like four bills in there to require
dividends.
Would you call that an appropriation?
No, I would not.
Right. So I could pull all those out today and put something else in.
That'd be good, because I want to go to Oklahoma City.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are we finished discussing?
That's why I put them on today, because I knew you wouldn't talk too long.
Is there any discussion to the motion? All in favor of the motion say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion passes. Did you get that, clerk?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
As we're starting to move around on some movement here, am I thinking now that we're anticipating, because of this movement, it's going to run us over to those extra days?
I'm hoping not to have extra days. I think that we're moving with really good speed here and some momentum.
There's a lot of stuff that will be reported out today.
Right. Yeah. So, okay. And I think a lot of those are the operating budgets, which is, in my opinion, priorities. And then I think that the other appropriations, in my view, are second priority after operating funds. And then anything else that comes along with it. And sometimes you have a piece of legislation that augments the appropriation, so you kind of look at it that way too, or I usually do. So I think we're moving at a pretty good pace here. I think we're doing some good work. Yes, Congressman.
I want to ask our clerk and parliamentarian, you concur with that? You guys, you see that we're going to be making it out?
I see.
It comes across your desk.
I see a pretty good potential, but it depends on what you guys consider priority. I'm not really sure what the body is wanting to see passed out. So not knowing that, I mean, I know that the general appropriations bills have to be moved out, and that's what's coming today. So those are going to be fine, but any additional things, I'm not sure what the body's priorities are. So I can't tell you based on that.
Just wanted your input. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Okay, so let's move along to ONCR. Next item on the agenda is consideration of ONCR 1743, a resolution to revise the fiscal year 2018 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. I'm the sponsor of that bill, so I'm going to yield the chair. I usually yield it to the vice chair, who is Congressman Shaw, but he is not here today. Congressman Mason, I'm going to yield the chair to you today.
Okay. Thank you. All right, floor is open now for consideration of ONCR 17-43, and Congresswoman Whitehorn, please enlighten this committee.
We have held on to this resolution to get information from the treasurer, from discussions that we've had. We've had some really good discussions, and I think we've received a document from him that increases the investment income, and I believe we've already made that amendment to this resolution. Am I correct, Ms. Walker?
We have a substantial amendment.
Can we type in what the amendment looks like on the bill, just so we can see it? Or give us that, that's fine. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I just wanted to be sure that we have made that amendment so we don't have to go back and do that. I want to cover what's been amended this far.
Well, what I have right now,
Committee moved to reduce the amount in line 60 to $30,000, removing the interest as required by law, and increase line 53 by $200,000, which is the balance of the interest placed in the general treasury.
30 million, probably not 30,000.
Excuse me, it is 30 million, yes. So I do believe that satisfies that amendment we need to make to keep the projected revenue total at 30 million and put the interest income over into tribal revenue, correct? Is that what that did? And increase what line? We need the bill up to.
Increase line 53 by 200,000, which is the yes. balance.
Right, okay.
Those numbers are all correct.
Right. Well, no, they have not been revised in the bill yet. They're still in process until we report this out, and then they'll incorporate the amendments into
correct.
This. Mr. Potts, please.
Thank you, Madam or Mr. Chair.
Yes.
If I can explain how this part of this document works. Any change that is made here will tell you the new number here. So for instance, we've increased by 200,000. The new number to insert in line 53 is this number here.
Okay, thank you. If everybody's on the same page, we have some more numbers to increase. So I'd like to start off with the action that we've taken. We have the document of paying of retiring the loan, paying off the campus loan, results in a net revenue that needs to go into tribal income also. That amount is in the amount of $1,016,996. You're going to say 997, I guess.
What line does it add to?
It adds to the tribal line, which I guess is line 53. Line 53.
So moved.
I believe there's already a motion to that effect.
Right. The 200,000 to line 53 is already in here.
I believe there's another motion.
I don't committee report?
I don't recall that motion at all. I just recall doing the interest.
Well, if it's there, then I reassert it. If it's not there, then I make it.
What other?
Committee?
Mr. Potts.
Mr. Walker.
I'm interested in hearing, because I'm not certain that the $200,000 amendment was the only one that we did the other day. I mean, I'm interested to hear.
Insert anything.
Is that it?
It just says they considered that.
Yeah, I want to go back to our clerk at this time and say, please enlighten us as to what we did or did not do in regards to motions and movements.
Pull up the committee report, please.
Thank you.
This is what I was referring to.
See these helpful notes in the committee report?
What are you trying to say?
You know.
So we discussed that at the meeting, but we did not move.
Right.
The only thing we moved on.
The only thing we moved was this part right here. This was considered, but no motion to change anything was done.
Because we hadn't voted as a Congress on the bill yet.
But that's okay. But we need to do that today.
I've already made the motion.
Okay. So would you please restate the motion?
Well, you gave a number, and I said, I'm so moved.
Question.
Moved to
okay.
insert.
Question, Mr. Walters,
before you make that.
Okay.
Don't we have a comprehensive? I mean, can we not make it all at once?
No, we don't have a comprehensive.
Okay.
I would prefer to do it this way, too. It's
okay.
just
I just have to tell you, for the purposes of engrossment, the more information you get, the better. Move to insert an additional $1,016,667 to tribal projected revenue at line 53.
Do I hear a second?
And adjust totals accordingly if any other total didn't adjust.
Second.
Second by Congresswoman Whiteholder. Discussion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Opposed, say no. Congresswoman Whiteholder.
And if I have this all right in my mind, I think the last amendment we need to make is to amend tribal revenue by $5 million in accordance with the resolution that's, in accordance with the annual plan that's been presented to Congress that the Gaming Board voted on. They voted to increase distribution to $45 million to the tribe, to the nation. And so we need to include the $45 million in tribal projected revenue.
Congressman Walker.
What's the new number? Is it 47 of?
No. No, that's the old.
We don't have a new number yet until we.
And then he'll put it in here and we'll be able to see it over here.
So strike the existing. Line 53, insert 53 million, whatever was over there.
No, because I just put $1 million.
That would be the number to insert. If you're doing it in accordance with the other motions, it would be to add an additional $5 million
right.
to tribal revenue at line 53.
That would be the proper motion.
So moved.
Okay, motion has been second. Made and seconded. Discussion? Did you get the rumors?
Yep.
Okay. Discussion?
Does that anticipate an additional $5 million?
That's including that $5 million.
I thought in our discussion with the board, we left it open that we may not want the whole $5 million, and we didn't have to accept it all. We could, but I don't know. That was a discussion that happened the other day, and I'm just wondering, is that wise for us to take the $5 million? Because the chief grabbed off every available penny this year. He might do that next year and then we spiral into another raise. Does anybody?
Any more discussion? Ms. Edwards.
Well, I think that the resolution of the Congress will govern whether we take the entire $5 million or not, but for the purposes of projection for today, we can put it in here, and then can't spend it if the Congress doesn't want to take the $5 million, that will be expressed through the resolution, and then the Gaming Board can act appropriately. And then we can come back if we want to later in the session and change it, but for now, I guess we can put it in, or we can wait. We can always wait till next week.
Any more discussion to the motion? Councilwoman Whiteholder.
I agree we could wait till next week, but I would like to go ahead and get these totals solid because we have working bills now that might require it. I just filed a bill yesterday to appropriate $2 million back to the Economic Development Fund. I am in support of a bill that we have pending in committee that's a $2.5 million creation of a fund for construction of a health clinic. All of those topics are being discussed. I think that we do know, looking forward, that we are going to spend money on those purposes. We need economic development. We need a clinic, and I think it would be wise when the money is sent our way to put it in a place that it can be utilized for those purposes instead of waiting till the moment's upon us and it's like, oh my, how are we going to shake loose of these funds? So I support accepting the $5 million and putting it into our projected revenue as one member of Congress. That's my thoughts on that. We have the ability to do so. And you know, I know that it takes 7 votes to do that, but that's the direction I'd like to head.
Walker.
I concur with that. We're going to put it in an economic development fund, or even increase the funds, however we put it in a placeholder for the clinic. I think that's, I'm all in favor of anything that's going to go to a future clinic. That the broadband initiative is still out there. That could be used out of the economic development fund. There's a lot of needs, and anyway, I say we get the $5 million, put it in this projected revenue. It's at the table now. That's my thoughts. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, and frankly, I'm sure that if you talk about restoring and renovating this building, and that includes the second and third floors, and everything else that comes along with it, including space to our west, even $400,000 is not going to be sufficient for that. And so that bill's still in committee too. So I would anticipate that that needs to go up.
Thank you. Any other discussion to the motion, Mr. Supernov?
So bills have been filed that will require the $5 million. I mean, you couldn't do the $2 million unless we get the five, right?
Can't do the two, you can't do the 2.5, you can't do another 1.5 or 2 million, you can't do any of that without the five.
So, what I'm getting from that is we've already spent the five.
Sure.
Typical.
I don't view it that way. It's
put back,
I'm sorry. It's put back in a placeholder. We didn't spend. The Economic Development Fund had $3 million in it, maybe at one time. Maybe, I can't remember. Maybe just, I don't remember what the fund was started with, but we're just now appropriating out of that. It's been there for a while, set back for certain purposes. It's not spent. It's set aside for purposes, future purposes, that we know the direction our nation's headed. So I don't view it as spent money already. I view it as saved money.
I don't know how you could view it any other way except spending it. So, however, I'm just trying to get a feel. It looks like we're not going to, when we review that amendment or that resolution, it's going to be for five. I had a thought that there was a possibility it would be for less. So I guess the votes are there to get the whole five. So. Guess I'll vote for that.
Any other discussion?
It's going to happen anyway.
Any other discussion to the motion?
Vote your heart. It's a conscience cut.
Okay. Call for the vote. Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Supernov.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes. Thank you. What's the next business? Do I need to turn the chair back to you?
I don't think I'd like to pass it out, but I'm going to lean on our budget analyst to make sure that we've done all of the moving parts that he's aware of that we need to do to this projected revenue resolution.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Can we review the definition of annual projected revenue? 16.97. But an annual projected revenue report. I think that annual revenue is all revenue anticipated to be generated or otherwise available for spending in a given fiscal year.
So I would say, I was wondering about that 30 million. I would say that 30 million is available to be spent, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, maybe it should say...
This is the same format as the bill that was passed. Nothing's been changed in the language of what we passed out from last. In fact, we just used the same bill and we altered the totals.
Right. I just haven't been on this committee to know that whether that was followed.
Okay. I want to acknowledge Mr. Potts once again, because the question was, were you, did you feel like you had all the numbers in there and everything was...
So, may we look back at our working spreadsheet where you incorporated those totals and we have the...
Can we hear from the treasurer too and the comptroller?
Oh, I was the one that you were doing all the working on. Is that, does it equate?
We'll take care of requests from Congressman the Whitehorn first.
One sugar, please.
No problem.
So, in the resolution, is what it's going to stay in these areas right here, it will say tribal is $53,252,160, federal is $25,969,656. What is that, HISD?
It
was a new acronym I had never seen before. So that's the restricted funds, earnings from the that are a projection. That's our permanent fund, and our total projected revenue for FY18 now is $112,922,116. And those were will be the numbers that we will see in our committee version of this bill. So,
okay. Still have it on the screen. And just Mr. Treasurer, do you have any comments or?
When I was vetting the Supreme Court Justice Gorsuch, autocorrect engine's name to Crouch. Every single time.
I want to recognize Mr. Superdoll.
Right.
So on the permanent fund, we're not going to use that market value approach that they talked about. We're just using 30 million.
Mr. Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Correct. The law stipulates that the value shall be $30 million, which is what will be utilized in the tribal or in the projected revenue resolution. The $850,000 that is a portion of tribal revenue is the projected interest income off of the $30 million. For the next fiscal year.
Okay, so it is in.
Yes.
All right, that's all.
Okay, thank you.
Well, wait a minute.
Okay, Mr. Supernov.
A lot of that isn't received. On the $32 million.
Don't look at that. That's the old.
That's not interest earned. That is. Value of the bonds, and it includes the value of the bonds which is not actually received income. So how much interest went into that tribal line?
$850,000.
How much? Somebody's talking like him.
To clarify, the $32 million was reduced by $2.4 million during a special session for a need to shore up the health benefit fund. So this number was already reduced by 2.4 million, leaving 470,000 to be deposited into the fiscal year 17 projection.
Well, my question was, how much interest went into the tribal line?
The projection for interest on the $30 million is $850,000.
Oh, okay, so it's not, all right.
Ms. Edwards.
Move to report ONCR 1743 to the Congress with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Second.
Do I have a second? Discussion. Hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Those opposed say no. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Okay, now, does that complete what we have, Ms. Edwards?
I move that we include in the committee report a narrative from the budget analyst regarding the movement of funds and the amendments that have been made.
I'll second that for discussion.
Discussion?
It was my thought that we would move to attach. We have this document right, 17841. You'll scroll through it, Mr. Fox, which shows the new revenue projections that the treasurer sent on what date was that? On September 14th.
Including
that projected revenue, and also the totals of the loan balance, which will show. The only thing that's missing is the amended gaming plan. We didn't really get a letter from them, but we have an amended plan of operation for distribution, which I think that everybody knows who would reference that document. But it would be my wish that we would have this attached to the committee report, so it'll be there.
So amend my motion to include with attachments.
Attachment 17841.
Yes. Okay, so you want to include a narrative from the budget analyst concerning what?
What the committee has done and including attachments. In the way of amendments. What the committee has done with respect to the amendments, okay, including the attachment.
Concerning the actions of the committee.
Yes, thank you.
And communication.
Is that the only one you want, 17841?
I believe that that would be all that's necessary.
You could put that that one page scenario that was sent over from the gaming board, that amendment.
Confidential document.
Get it.
Okay, any other discussion?
So confidential, we just stuck it right in
there. Any other discussion to the motion? Hearing none, we have the motion read.
Move to include a narrative from the budget analyst concerning the actions of the committee and attach communication 17841 to the committee report.
Any other discussion? Hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Those opposed say no. Motion passes. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I guess I have one more functional question. I thought this might report out this morning, but with that additional narrative, Mr. Potts, do you have any ability to get that done?
I'll get to type in.
You'll get to type in, so this can report out this morning? Okay. That's my question.
Move to German, but he can get to type in.
Yeah, second.
Motion been made to adjourn with a second. Those in favor say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Opposed, say first.